You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. A Southern California community recently experienced the biggest natural gas leak in U.S. history.
A slow-motion environmental disaster in California where a torrent of methane gas is spewing into the air.
Thousands have been relocated. A state of emergency in response.
This infrared video shows gas rolling off the top of a nearby ridge down into the community of Porter Ranch.
There was a second leak, but that one was fixed much more quickly. But there is a lot of concern over ongoing environmental consequences from this disaster. Now, get this. There's a much bigger source of methane pollution, but this one gives us our milkshakes and burgers. Each year, cows in the U.S. burp out 65 times more gas than was released in the now infamous California leak. Jessica McDonald reports on a discovery that could cut down those emissions.
I'm standing in Penn State University's Dairy Cow Research Barn. It's a bit smaller than a football field, single story, full of fluorescent lighting and the scent of fresh manure. In front of me, corralled in two long rows of stalls, are 60 black and white Holstein dairy cows, the classic kind featured on milk jugs. They're huge, 1,400 pounds each, with plastic yellow ID tags on their ears. Standing next to me is animal science professor Alex Pristov. He's Bulgarian with graying hair, and he looks proudly at his herd.
They milk about 100 pounds of milk a day. They eat a lot, so they're good cows.
All that eating, though, comes with a cost.
They burp gas all the time. They produce gas all the time, 24 hours.
Sadly for me and my microphone, the belching is silent. Christoph is particularly concerned about methane. Methane doesn't last as long as carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, but over a century, it traps heat 25 times better. About a quarter of the world's methane pollution comes from livestock, which is why Christoph and his team have gotten very good at quantifying the amount their cows exhale. Prompted by some extra snacks, cow number 2050 ducks her head into a hooded machine that can analyze her burps.
And there is a slight vacuum through the system, so all the gases are captured going through the sensors.
During experiments, the scientists take 8 of these measurements from each cow over several days. In a few months, this gives a snapshot of just how much methane the animals churn out, and whether particular interventions work to cut those emissions. After a short drive back to the university's animal science lab building, Christoph says the reason cows are such big producers of methane is part of what makes them so special. They can eat things humans, or even other farm animals, including pigs, can't, like grass and hay.
And it's all because of a symbiotic relationship with the bacteria in their rumen.
The rumen is the first section of the cow's famous 4-compartment stomach. It's where the food is first broken down into a slush by trillions of hardworking bacteria. Their job? To ferment the feed so that it can be turned into flesh or milk. In this fermentation process, a lot of hydrogen gas is made. If too much builds up, it can stop digestion. Luckily, there are bugs called methanogens that can take care of it.
And they have specialized into taking that hydrogen, taking the carbon dioxide, and putting it together and making methane that the animal burps out.
Scientists call it eructation. Contrary to popular belief, very little methane actually comes out the other end.
Cows really don't release anything from their backside.
One way to reduce the environmental impact of digestion is to try to chemically block the creation of methane. Christoph's group has been testing an inhibitor to do just that. It's called 3-nitrooxypropanol, or 3-NOP, and prevents an enzyme in bacteria from powering the last step of methane formation. So far, the compound appears to work. In the team's study, methane emissions fell by 30%, a decrease that persisted for the entire 12-week period the cows were on the drug. Christoph calls it a breakthrough.
I've been looking at methane for probably 15 years now, and this is the most exciting results that we have so far.
It's potentially great news for the environment, but it won't mean much if it's not used. And right now, farmers have no incentive to buy it.
Just reducing methane is not going to sell this.
Historically, methane inhibitors have been of interest to the beef industry, not as a way to cut greenhouse emissions, but to save money. Andy Cole, a retired USDA scientist in Texas, studied the drugs back in the mid-70s.
Now, at the time, that was before the term greenhouse gas or global warming had ever even been used.
The idea was just to find a more efficient, cheaper way to raise cattle. Up to 10% of a cow's food is wasted on making methane.
That's energy that possibly could have ended up in the muscle or in the milk.
In theory, by blocking methane formation, the animals can put those calories to better use, bulking up faster, pumping out more milk, making ranchers more money. But Cole never found an inhibitor that worked well. Many were toxic. 40 years later, Christoph thinks he's onto something.
All the data we have are extremely positive.
It's still too early to say the inhibitor will be a success. Lots of tests are needed to make sure the compound is safe for cows, and of course, the humans who drink the milk. But if Hystrov's right, the drug just might help farmers' pocketbooks as well as the planet. For The Pulse, I'm Jessica McDonald.
Did you like this story? Subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes.